Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so happy to welcome back Trevor Thompson to the show. Trevor, welcome back.
Welcome. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks, Trevor. Well, I'm excited that you're here too. We both have a great love for the syndication space. And if you haven't listened to Trevor's first show, he is an active passive investor and he's also working on the general partner side, doing deals. And so excited to, you know, we learned a lot from you last time. Today, Trevor, I want to ask you about the first deal that you were working on as a general partner or an active investor. And, you know, I know that there's a story there. So would you share that with us?
Yeah, so definitely. And unfortunately, it's a sad story. So I'm going to come back later with a happy story. But
yeah,
I've been putting myself out there a lot that I'm here in Texas and I want to help people that have found a deal, but they don't have somebody in Texas that could be boots on the ground asset management. So I joined somebody else's team. They'd want a very good property in San Antonio. And I'm not going to mention their names because I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. But we secured a deal in San Antonio. And it was a unique deal. And everybody who knows anything a little bit about it, loan assumptions can be very difficult to do. And we all knew that we had something that was difficult, but we assumed that we should be able to find the reasons and get to the close.
And just real quick, Trevor, for the listeners who don't know what that is, can you just quickly explain it?
Yeah. So somebody has a loan and part of the agreement is you have to assume their loan. So you have to take responsibility for their mortgage and get that mortgage switched over to you.
And that's so that they don't have to pay a prepayment penalty. Is that right?
That's correct. A prepayment penalty. And this one also had a preclusion that it wasn't a long enough. So there was like a caveat. It couldn't even go to the prepayment penalty during that window. So this one kind of had a double whammy on the loan. And some of that is just so they guarantee their rates and what they're going to make. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, the mortgage companies do want to make what they're supposed to make. So, and then sort of structure the deal, what we had to do is we took what's called third-party pref equity. So that's a company, and they're usually, there's a lot of them out there, and there's a lot of deals done with their debt. And we, you know, hired somebody, what's called a broker for that type of space, because only certain ones are approved by lenders, because basically it is a secondary debt. But if you structure it to where it's more like joint venture, in other words, they're partners with us, they have rights like we do. If we messed up on the management side of it, for example, they had the right to take the deal over and force control. And there's some things, well, long story short, you know, we waited and waited and just, oh, we can't get you closed by Thanksgiving. Oh, we can't get you closed by Christmas. Oh, we don't like the way the agreement's worded. So, okay. So, but we could fix it, right? Oh yeah, you could fix it. So then we hired a specialist to fix it, renegotiated with the pref equity company, you know, all looking good, resubmitted it back to the lender, got an extension from the seller, you know, did all of these things. And then again, they went quiet on us. And then about seven weeks in, which is a long time to wait, right? 7 weeks, you know, they said we passed legal. So we all jumped up and down and went, oh, this new agreement has gone through. And then literally 12 hours before the end of our last extension, they did not approve us. With no comment, no question, no ask for a change order. And this is a very, you know, somewhat dangerous thing, right? Because you have no control. They have to approve you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that they didn't ask for more documentation and things, you know, it was hugely, you know, it was obviously devastating to us. We'd spent 6 months, mm-hmm. or we lose a substantial amount of money when I lost money as well. a lot of energy into it. And for me, I was super excited. That property was positioned for somebody with my skill set to go in there. It was less than 2 hours from my home and really implement our business plan quickly. And, you know, with the market, it would have been a really good deal. It's very unfortunate. We tried several last minute things to save it, but at the end of the day, we were unable to. And so a lot of people don't know that these things happen, right? And they say, oh, look at these sponsors. They're taking acquisition fees. They're taking asset, all of these things. And I want to make sure that your public, your listeners know, right? The general partner assumes all of the risk of the deal, right? So we had investor money sitting in bank accounts. 100% of that money was returned. Never at risk, ever. But our money was at risk, right? And so, you know, at the end of the day, we went from what would have been a nice property, a little bit of a payday on the acquisition fees, made some money for all our time and effort. And instead, we lost money for all our time and effort. And it's, you know, it's very fresh. It was devastating. I'm not going to lie. And of course, I locked everything up for 6 months, not true in anything else other than, you know, knowing that, hey, this is going to be a big thing when it happens. So I need to be prepared and not take on other deals or do different things. So, yeah, it's no fun.
Yeah.
But risk and reward, right? So GPs, they assume all the risk. Passive investors don't assume any risk. The only risk they have is the loss of their existing capital, but they're always like last, you know. And so the general partners, we all, you know, it was a substantial financial loss. And, you know, it is part of doing business. You know, it's going to take me a few more deals to recover what I lost, you know, but it's, again, kind of a hard lesson to learn.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's a really good point, right? Is that that is one of the benefits of being a passive investor, and is that you don't have to have that kind of headache, and that these sponsors are really doing the best they can to make everybody money and make these deals work. And yeah, you know, there are challenges and they're willing to take on those risks and literally put their, you know, own money and life savings on the line. So what kind of takeaways would you have, Trevor? Like, would you ever do a loan assumption?
So first of all, you know, I would blanket say I'll never do a loan assumption again in my life. Well, that's a pretty tough never, right? Never is a hard word. But I definitely, if I did it, I would make sure that I had, first of all, someone else on our team, because we had never done one, right? And that could have been naive of us, right? We'd never done one. And so to have somebody on the team that had gone through this and either, you know, failed and now learned their lesson like us. So we're going to still try to learn our lesson. And so we could help somebody else along. And then I think we could have had some better third party advice, you know, people that specialize in getting this done. And again, a lot of businesses, connections and relationships. And, you know, I felt like we were nobody to the bank. You know, we were just pieces of paper. And, you know, I don't know if a person could have changed that or if something could have changed that. But at the end of the day, you know, it was just, there was no account for that this was a really good deal and a really good plan. And we went through all the hoops to what we thought to do, which would meet all the requirements to be approved.
Yeah, for sure. And who was that? Are you willing to share the lender or?
I'm not sure I should. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, it's important to, you know, I don't know. Use discretion with those things sometimes. So,
I just don't want it, you know. And again, you know, I've heard it is just in general, it can be very problematic. But again, I've got a lot of friends that have assumed loans. And I also think, you know, this happened, you know, when all the interest rates started changing and the money lending started tightening back up, right? You know, so for a while there, they couldn't give enough money away. And then as interest rates started rising, you know, the war and the Ukraine, all the different pressures, they're more cautious. And so, you know, if there wasn't that political economic climate, it may have still gotten through, right? So we don't know how much of it was our paperwork and how much of it was just the climate of what all of a sudden, you know, because it changed significantly in the last few months of the deal.
For sure. I mean, and that is a huge factor. It's just unfortunate that it was such a black box, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that is a really good point as well, that just that the debt is such a critical part of any sort of real estate transaction. And having a lender that you know you can work with and know that you can trust to kind of see the process through is really important, right? And that's one of the things that does, you know, as sponsors gain experience and traction, they develop these relationships with lenders that they can, you know, and with people at these institutions. And because leverage makes real estates good, but you have to have respect for that capital and like understand, you know, where you stand, right, in the deal, like where you stand in the pecking order and who might work with you. So a really good lesson, a hard lesson, but I'm sure, you know, we always like to say you win or you learn. And I'm sure you learned
a lot. I learned a lot. And I'm going to come back on your show with a really good success story.
Oh, yeah. And I have absolutely no doubt. You've already had a ton of success, you know, as a passive investor, and you're learning all the time, Trevor. So I'm really excited to follow up with you very soon and get that next story. So thank you so much. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. So I'm very active on social media. So you can find me Facebook and LinkedIn, K. Trevor Thompson. My company is called Niagara Investments. So niagara-investments.com, and email is ktt@niagara-investments.com.
Awesome stuff. Okay. Well, thank you, Trevor, for coming on the show. Really great having you on, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.